USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy is poised for a bounce back. Speaking to CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he believes job creation and economic growth will accelerate through the second half of the year, as long as another wave of COVID infections doesn't take hold.
What we're seeing now is really an economy that seems to be at an inflection point, and that's because of, you know, widespread vaccination and strong fiscal support, strong monetary policy support. We feel like we're at a place where the economy is about to start growing much more quickly and job creation coming in much more quickly. So the principal risk to our economy right now really is that the disease would spread again.
Powell also said that he doesn't see the Federal Reserve raising interest rates in the near future. He added that the Fed is committed to a loose monetary policy as part of its strategy to support the economic recovery. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day! Hey there, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee!
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch!
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
COVID vaccinations in the U.S. are continuing at a record pace. Tim Berg has more.
The White House says there's a new record for coronavirus vaccinations in one day. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt tweeting yesterday that 4.6 million shots were given out on Saturday. He noted that's a half million above the previous record. The CDC says more than 117 million Americans have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That's just above 35% of the population. Meantime, more than 70 million are now fully vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Iranian officials say they were the victims of nuclear terrorism after a blackout at one of their nuclear facilities. The power outage at the Natanz complex south of Tehran comes a day after Iran unveiled the new equipment for enriching uranium. The attack comes as efforts to renegotiate the 2015 nuclear deal are underway in Vienna. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Calls are increasing for President Biden and Vice President Harris to visit the southern border as the humanitarian situation there worsens. Representative Michael McCaul was on the border on Friday and said what he saw was the biggest border crisis in his lifetime. The Texas Republican told Fox News that all of the suffering he witnessed could have been avoided if President Biden would have left the border policies of the previous administration in place.
This is the biggest border crisis of my career, my lifetime. It's like a trail of tears to see these children being, you know, marched up from the river to a processing center, then put in the Donna detention facility. A five-year-old girl in tears, not knowing where she is, not with her parents or her family. It is one of the saddest things, and the saddest thing of all is it could have been prevented. The Biden administration, through the stroke of a pen, reversed the asylum agreements that President Trump negotiated and the Remain in Mexico policy. But I listen to Border Patrol, not politicians. They tell me there's a direct cause and effect between that reversal and the crisis that we're seeing today.
And President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he's open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment in its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as an increase to the corporate tax rate to fund it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the White House would like to see the plan passed by Memorial Day. He tells CNN that the country has needed to work on its infrastructure for years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.